In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 251, The Purpose of Miracles. What was the purpose of the miracles of the Bible? The answer may be very surprising to you. Most people think God's miraculous power was for the benefit of mankind physically, and would point to the Bible's accounts of healing the sick and raising the dead as their proof. But let's consider the matter a little closer. Not all sick people were healed. Timothy had stomach problems that the Apostle Paul was powerless to correct, 1 Timothy 5:23. And Paul himself had an infirmity that he called a thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians 12:7. And he said in verse 8, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." But God chose not to heal him. In a similar way, many very deserving and needed people were not raised from the dead once they had died, as for instance James, the brother of John, whom Herod killed with a sword, Acts 12, 1 and 2. No, there must have been a higher purpose for God's miracles than just relieving human suffering. Mark 16:20 speaks directly to this question. We're told here that the apostles, after Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. That would seem to say that the signs or miracles were for the purpose of confirming or proving the word of God. Hebrews 2, 3, and 4 confirms this idea. The Hebrew writer speaks here of the salvation which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. In several instances, we can read of miracles having this very effect of convincing people that the word spoken was true. For instance, John 2:23 says, "When Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did." Peter, possibly referring to this very event, and certainly to others like it, said in Acts 2:22, "Jesus of Nazareth was a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." And Paul was for this confirming purpose. In Romans 1:4, Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. And of the miracles worked by Christians later, Acts 8:6 gives us the example of Philip in Samaria, whose people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, if the purpose of miracles was to confirm God's word, or prove it to be from him, as it was being delivered to man, then if miracles are being worked today, it must be for the same purpose, and we would have to conclude that more of God's word was still being revealed. But the Bible claims that it is complete, and was delivered to man nearly 1900 years ago. Revelation 22:18 voices a serious warning. "If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." And Paul said, in Galatians 1:8, "Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." In fact, God placed warnings throughout his book, beginning in Deuteronomy 4:2, about not adding to it or leaving anything out of it. Those warnings tell us that book is complete. And if God's word is not still in the process of being revealed today, then there is no reason for modern-day miracles, since their purpose was simply to confirm that word of God.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.